Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Thursday, December 11th, 2025. I'm your host, and I'm ready to break down this pre-market action. Yesterday was, honestly, it was a party. The Fed gave us that 25 basis point cut, Powell sounded dovish, and we rallied. But looking at the screens this morning, the mood has shifted a bit, hasn't it?
It definitely has. Good morning. Yeah, it feels like we are waking up with a bit of a hangover after yesterday's celebration. Equity futures are pointing to a mostly lower open. The S&P 500 futures are down about 20 points, and the NASDAQ is taking a harder hit, down over 100 points. The culprit? It's really one specific name dragging the room down.
Let me guess. Oracle?
Spot on. Oracle. They reported earnings, and while they beat on earnings per share by 62 cents, they missed on revenue, and the market is punishing them for it. The stock is down over 12% in the pre-market. Because Oracle is such a big player in the cloud and AI infrastructure space, that sentiment is bleeding over into other AI names this morning.
12% is a massive move for a company that size, so that puts a damper on the tech sector, which was looking so strong yesterday. Did anyone else report?
We had a mixed bag, Adobe reported, and they actually beat expectations on both the top and bottom lines, but the stock is trading slightly lower, down about 1 or 2%. It seems like good just isn't good enough for software right now. On the flip side, Ciena is having a great morning, beating estimates and guiding revenue higher. But then you look at retail. Oxford Industries is getting absolutely crushed, down nearly 25% after a miss.
Ouch, that is painful. Okay, so we have the earnings drag. What about the macro picture? We've got data coming out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, right?
Exactly. We are waiting on initial jobless claims and the trade balance for September. Given the Fed's move yesterday, investors are going to be watching that jobless number closely to see if the labor market is holding up. Also, keep an eye on Washington. There is a Senate vote today on extending Affordable Care Act subsidies. Reports suggest it's likely to fail, which means those subsidies could expire. That adds a layer of uncertainty to the healthcare sector.
Right, and speaking of Washington, I saw a headline that President Trump commented on the Fed decision.
He did. He told reporters the Fed should have cut by at least 50 basis points, not 25. But, you know, the market seems to have priced in the 25 basis points already. The bigger story globally is actually out of Asia. Taiwan is investigating leaks of chip technology that is creating some geopolitical friction in the semiconductor space, even though South Korean chip shipments are jumping. It's a tug of war for semis today.
Interesting. So let's pivot to the trade. If I'm sitting at my desk getting ready for the bell, what are the key levels? We are near record highs, but today feels heavy.
It is heavy, but the trend is still technically bullish. For the S&P 500, or the SPY, you want to watch support at 675. If we hold that, the uptrend is intact. Resistance is up at 690. We need to break that to see another leg up. For the QQQ, the tech-heavy index, support is at 615. If we break below that, things could get ugly. Resistance is 630.
Got it. So 675 on SPY and 615 on the Qs. What about sectors? If tech is weak because of Oracle, where does the money go?
Great question. We are seeing strength in industrials. There is a breakout happening there, specifically names exposed to power demand, like GE Vernova. The volume is strong there. Also, despite the Oracle news, the broader semiconductor equipment space still has momentum. The strategy today? Don't chase the open. The volume has been a bit low recently, which suggests conviction isn't rock solid. Watch for a dip near those support levels I mentioned. If they hold, that's your entry.
And we have more earnings later today, right?
We do. It's a busy afternoon. We have Broadcom, Costco, and Lululemon all reporting after the bell. Those are heavy hitters. Broadcom will give us another read on AI chips, and Costco is the ultimate consumer gauge. So volatility isn't going away anytime soon.
All right, so cautious optimism seems to be the phrase of the day. Watch the Oracle fallout, keep an eye on those support levels, and wait for the jobless data. Any final thoughts before we let them go?
Just remember, we are coming off the strongest session of the week. A pullback today is normal. Don't panic if we open red. Watch the price action at those key support levels. If the buyers step in there, the bull run is still alive.
Solid advice. Keep your head on a swivel today, folks. Thanks for listening to The Morning Dose. We will catch you tomorrow.